Complaints of sex abuse within the Honolulu Police Department. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat columnist Denby Fawcett has the story today. Good morning. So I'm just curious, how did you get wind of this dirty little secret?
Well, I got wind of it from a friend of a police officer. She was not a police officer herself. The friend who heard about it from this female police officer heard her friend had been threatened by another police officer holding a gun toward her and also physically abusing her. So she was appalled and said that I should look into it. So I started looking.
And so what'd you find?
Well, I found out that there were currently pending, there had been four complaints of sexual abuse by officers, male officers, to female officers in last year alone. And I found out, interestingly, that the three of the complaints, four actually, were against officers in the training academy that from recruits who had been under the supervision of these officers. So that's not only a sexual abuse complaint, but also, workplace. A superior officer should never hold his power over someone below him or her in any workplace, never mind the police department, in any professional setting. So I thought this was especially interesting and worrisome.
Worrisome, yes, because, you know, the police chief has talked about trying to get more women into the police force.
Yes, right now there are only 12% of the police force is female. That's about 220 officers out of 2,000-something officers. So when you're not assuring female recruits of a safe workplace, it's not a good thing. And the same would go from any kind of recruit, male or female, in the training academy. You need to know that you're going to be treated fairly and not have to worry when you're coming to classes every day, because the instructors hold a lot of power over you. They can decide whether or not you get written up and whether or not you graduate from the academy.
So did anyone flag this to the police commission?
Well, the police commission, I spoke with Loretta Sheehan, who was the former head of the police commission, and she has since resigned, she says, out of frustration because the commission has such limited power to affect any change. But she said no, the police chief had never told them about, you know, this particular problem. They knew about domestic abuse, police officers' abuse toward their girlfriends and wives, but she said they did not know about this at all.
And so these cases are just, what, moving through the process?
Well, they're moving very slowly. One, it has a court appearance next month, so that's coming up fast. The other two, there are two women who filed against the same instructor, and those cases are now stalled in an administrative review, and they've been stalled there for more than a year.
And so what does the chief say?
Well, the answer to them being stalled is some cases take only 2 or 3 weeks, and some take longer. And then the chief does not comment on particular cases. So HPD, I was surprised. They gave me the numbers of complaints in the last 5 years. I asked for that, the number of complaints of sexual abuse from female officers against their male colleagues. And they did send me the numbers, but that's about all they do. There are no details or but I was happy to get that because it showed it is a problem.
Right. So it sounds like they have to do some house cleaning. Well, thanks so much, Denby.
You're welcome, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Denby Fawcett with today's reality check. To read her story today, visit civilbeat.org.